Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick tells me all about Dark Lord Day, and I let him know what he missed at Beer 2 Up. All that and more in this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we had a great week last week. There was so much stuff going on. I don't even remember being home.
You know, I still can't feel my face, Brad.
Well, it is cold out, so it might be just wind.
Yeah, this weather sucks, man.
But so if this is your first time listening to Chicago Beer Pass, we chat about the beer and alcohol events happening in and around Chicago. We kind of dive into what we went to last week, and then we let you know about what you should be checking out next week, and yeah, just all the fun stuff happening in and around Chicago.
It's very true, man. There's a lot going on. We're here to help navigate you through everything that's going on in this lovely town of ours. Mm-hmm.
And every week we're drinking Chicagoland beer, and this week we have Dark Lord.
It's the Dark Lord, man.
2014 Dark Lord.
Yeah, so this is the Blue Wax. This is Dark Lord Russian Imperial Stout from Three Floyds Brewing out in Munster. They've got to be the only brewery, because all the guys who run the brewery live in Chicago.
Sure.
But the brewery is in Munster, which is right over the border. So they got to be like the only brewery that's in. They're in the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild. They're also in the Indiana Craft Brewers Guild.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Man, double dipping.
Totally double dipping, man.
But let's just get into it then, because we have this bottle because you went to Dark Lord Day.
Yeah, man. So
I want to hear about it. Tell me everything. Start. Go.
Dark Lord Day, man. It's fun, man. It's fun. I don't want to oversimplify it, man. All right. So, you know, Dark Lord, just to set it up real quick, man. It's the only day of the year that you can buy Dark Lord the beer, right? They don't sell it in stores. You can only buy one day a year, and you got to go to the brewery to buy it. Mm-hmm. So there's this huge festival, right? Now, this is year number four, maybe, for me. In the beginning days, it was just on the brewery grounds, like in the parking lot of the brewery.
Right.
Now they take up the entire block that they sit on. It's a metal show, and then they have guest drafts. So this year they had 96 guest drafts, right? It's an all-day thing, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So we're supposed to take the brew bus down. I was supposed to get on the noon bus.
Supposed to?
I was supposed to. I totally I was supposed to get on the 10 a.m. bus.
Okay.
But I missed that bus. So I went to Honey Butter Fried Chicken. I'm like, well, fuck it. I'll just go there and eat.
Sure.
And then so I ended up going down at noon. So when I got there, this place was packed.
You drove down or took a later brew bus?
I took a later brew bus down.
Okay.
Yeah, so the brew buses met at the beer temple and then went down there.
Okay.
So so I got there about 1:30, mm-hmm. You know, and it was in full swing by that point, man.
Right.
Yeah, so I had a really good Dark Lord day. I think a couple things I remember. Well, Dark Lord, man, is like, it's the ultimate bottle share.
Yeah.
You know? So I get there, and the first thing that happens to me, right, is I see Pete Crowley. I see the legend Pete Crowley. He's like, you want some whiskey? So I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'm thinking, I'm like, well, is it Floyd's whiskey? Because I heard they're making whiskey. Mm-hmm. But no, it was like Elijah Craig, 12-year.
Okay.
So I get the whiskey. And then 2 seconds later, Chris Coons, who's the beer manager over at Jerry Sandwiches in Wicker Park.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, what's going on? You want some strawberry rhubarb from New Glarus? So like 2 minutes in.
You got a whiskey and a beer.
You know? And that was the kind of day it was. It was off to a great start. Right? And then it got weirder, man. So like, right after that, and it was basically that theme all day, you know, seeing everybody you know and then drinking mm-hmm. really good beers from everywhere, learning about new beers from other regions, and then just drinking all the stuff that you know about,
right?
So then I run into Nick Floyd.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, what's going on? And he's like, you're Nicosi, right? And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, I actually knew who you
were. So we know, you know, because I say hi to Nick Floyd every year. I'm just like coming and going. I'm like, hey, thank you. You know what I mean? And then this year, you know, he's like, yeah, what's going on? You're Nicosi, right? I'm like, yeah, you're Nick Floyd. You know? And no, he's like, so then I got upgraded, man. I got upgraded to this VIP section. you know? And I was like, oh, dude, this is the best Dark Lord day ever, man. So in the VIP, it's just right on the side of the stage, right? In there, they had a lot of sessionable stuff, right? Sessionable by Floyd standards, right? A lot of IPAs, a lot of pale ales. But they did have Behemoth 2013.
Oh, okay.
Which was nice. Yeah. And then they had a beer that was just, the name of it was just a pentagram. It was just the image of a pentagram. It didn't have a name. So then we were talking to the crew, and they said, right. And then they said, hey, so this is the 2011 Dark Lord that Surly helped them brew. That was part of their 15th anniversary beer. So, yeah. So it was fun, man. A lot of good beers. There's something about Dark Lord Day that you probably won't like, right? And the one thing for me was I got there late. So the lines were really long. Like, I couldn't get a lot of the guest drafts.
Right.
I mean, we ended up getting the 2008 Dark Lord and then the 2011 in Heaven Hill Barrels. Mm-hmm. And those are really good. But I was telling one of my buddies that's under the tent, Darian, and he's like, dude, I got here at 10 a.m. and I was able to go through the line like three times to get Dark Lord 2014.
Oh, geez.
So okay. It was kind of like if you showed up early, you had your way with the place. You can get anything you want. Towards the middle of the day, obviously with like 9,000 people, mm-hmm. you couldn't really get to the beers. You know, if you had the patience, you could stand in line. Maybe that's it. Now that I'm telling this story.
If you had the patience. But then you got people cutting, which is always a problem.
Yeah.
Did it feel more organized this year than previous years?
I thought it was very well run, especially when it was time to get your bottle allotment. Mm-hmm. So, like, we got our – it was four bottles this year. I think last year was three bottles. Okay. So we got through the bottle line really quick, which was nice. Last year, the bottle line was a little slow. I thought this year was run really well. And then it was just overall, man, it was a good day. Nice. You know, it was Dark Lord Day.
And were they doing those golden ticket, like, scratch things again for the rare releases?
Yeah, so there was vanilla. That was one. There was a really weird one that had, like, it was a barrel-aged one with, like, orange peel and, you know, cacao nibs or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't win anything.
No luck. Jeez.
I didn't try anything either. I didn't get to try any of the other variants. We did do a vertical. We did a vertical of 2009 through 2014.
Okay.
So that was fun. And then you just spend a lot of time trying beers Sweet Repute from Founders or mm-hmm. the Mango Magnifico from those guys.
Oh, right.
They're just a lot of different beers that, you know about, but you didn't really get a chance to try. You know, like...
Yeah.
So a lot of it was doing that. The best part about it was really just trying all these beers that other people brought.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best part.
What time did you end up leaving there? Did you take the last brew bus out?
No, I ended up having a friend come and pick me up.
So you missed the bus.
Because I missed the bus again, right? So, and then on the way out, man, I dropped two bottles of my Dark Lord, man.
Oh.
Yeah, but by that time, I was, you know, I was like 8 hours into it. I was just like, oh, well. I lucked out. Well, so one of the tabletops that sit in front of the brewery, I put my beer on top of it, and it flipped over. Okay. So then two of my bottles landed on the other two bottles. So, well, I saved two bottles.
Okay. That's positive, man. All right. Way to look on the good side of that.
You do. And people go nuts over this beer. I remember there's a photo out there from 2 years ago where somebody dropped their beer, and then people are actually, like, kneeling down. Like trying to get it as it's running down, like a crack in the concrete. Like, yeah. Some weird shit. Right? But no, none of that. I'm here to report that none of that happened.
You weren't licking the ground.
I did not lick the ground. The bottles dropped, and you know we just kept it moving, man. So yeah, so I got two bottles, man. I'm drinking one here, and my buddy Lisa, I'm gonna get her one, and that's it.
Well, I'm liking this year. I feel like it's not as heavy as some of the previous years. The mouthfeel is almost lighter. I don't know. Well, I don't really know how they change the recipe every year or what they do differently.
Right. I know they tweak it every year. So, you know, it's a Russian Imperial Stout. It's got, I know they put that Indian dessert sugar in it, and it's a coffee beer. They feature coffee. This year's Dark Matter. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're right. For a stout, it's surprisingly light on the body. And it's also a little bit sweeter than most stouts. Right. Uh-huh. Or even it's really sweet for a coffee beer.
Yeah.
I remember a couple of years ago, the Red Wax 2012, it was almost overtly sweet. And I think everybody I know was kind of like, you know what? This beer is a bit too much, you know, like as far as just being way too sweet. So yeah, I think it's a really good beer. It's light. It's almost like a porter from a body standpoint.
True.
Yeah. And but it's good, man. A lot of big dark fruit notes and a lot of roast and a lot of fun chocolate notes in there too.
Yeah, so. I'm sure a lot of that's coming through also on the coffee. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Cheers to Dark Matter. You know, I don't know if we talked about it on the last show, but we were trying to get a couple bottles of that, the coffee that they put in this beer, which was,
they put unicorn blood
in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they had a version of unicorn blood in bottles, which was, a cognac barrel aged version of the coffee. They put that in bottles. They had it for sale, but they only had 1,000 bottles.
Right.
So by the time I showed up for that, everything was gone. I heard rumors of Heady Topper beer pong, and I heard rumors of proprietors, BCS on draft. Uh-huh. But the party's so big, and I just kind of stayed away from the guest draft. So I really set up shop in front of the pub and got some of the dark lore variants. And by that time, you know, you're feeling pretty good. Once you see everybody you know and everybody's got beer,
yeah,
you're feeling pretty good. So I never made it to the guest draft.
Were there people? Could you still go into the pub if you wanted to?
No. They had a section to the right of the stage where you could go. Mm-hmm. But you know, I saw people in the pub. You know, just when you know how you go into the brew house to get your bottles.
Yeah.
And on the way out, you're passing the pub to get out. So, but they had a lot of security in there, and I think that was more like for staff. That'd be my guess.
That makes sense. It's probably smart of them to not do the pub, because the years past, I remember waiting in line to get in the pub. That was where you could get all the food to eat, and the different years of Dark Lord were on draft inside the pub. So
yeah, and you're right, and that would be a really long line. But once you got in, it's like vanilla Dark Lord on draft. Right, done. We're never leaving.
Yeah, you're never gonna leave. It's warm or cool in there, depending on the temperature.
Yeah.
And so why would you leave? You have a seat, and you have all the beer you want.
Yeah, it would take you like literally 2 hours to get in, but once you got in.
It was worth it.
It was like Disneyland.
So it was probably smart of them to stop doing that.
Yeah, everything was outside. There was different grilling stations, you know, one for burgers, one for like smoked meats, you know, one for like, you know, they had everything was pushed outside. And it's really impressive to see how they've taken over the entire block. Like this fest takes up the whole block.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because this is like, it's one of the longest running bottle releases in the country. I know Floyd's was 96 is when they were founded. So, you know, 18 years ago or whatever. But, and so this is probably maybe the 9th or 10th Dark Lord.
Yeah, I forget the actual number on that. But yeah.
But to see how it's grown and to see how like, see how well run it is as far as like, you know, hey, this is what you're getting. You're getting in and out for your beers. You know, mm-hmm. And you're gonna have a good time, and more people want to come. Well, hey, you can have an option where you won't get beer, but you can still come to the party. You know, like they're constantly tweaking it every year.
Was there a lot? Because you still need a ticket probably to get into the area. The last time I went, you needed a ticket to get into the fenced off area.
Right.
Yeah, but there was a lot of people just setting up camp outside.
Yeah, there were less people outside. I think there were a lot of people inside this year.
Okay.
But, you know, it was really cold that day. So even if you were, like, under the big tent, mm-hmm. You were under there for about 20 minutes or so, and you were like, you know, this is too cold. I got to get out of here.
Okay.
You know, so a lot of people were just outside on the empty space that's across the street from the lot. I think that's where most people were.
Okay.
Yeah, and then so all the Dark Lord was sold at the beer tent directly in front of the pub,
mm-hmm.
and then all the guest drafts were sold across the street. So that was the big division, and there was food scattered throughout. And then this huge stage with like 5 metal bands.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what you heard all day.
Yo, I saw the Chicago Readers write up on Dark Lord Day.
Yeah.
And come to find out, Todd Hogue, who's either the brewmaster or one of the head brewers over there, mm-hmm. he's on stage playing with one of the bands.
Oh, awesome!
Which was cool.
Yeah. You just heard the growling from a distance. You didn't stand around
and
watch.
I was up. No, I stood on the side for a couple shows.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like a pretty awesome day.
It was. It was good.
Besides the weather.
Yeah. Towards the end of the day, it was just like it was near 39 degrees. So, and you know, I'm out there in like, you know, a hoodie. And like, you know, in like a beanie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I should probably get out of here.
Nice. I stayed inside most of the day on Saturday. I checked out Beer 2 Up over at Emporium. The Suburban guys were putting that on. And I stopped in. It kicked off around noon. It was going from noon to 3 or noon to 4, I think. But they really got going, I think, around 1. And that's right when I took off. I was heading over to C2E2. But they had a really nice draft list on of local beers that I hadn't seen before. Most of them were pretty big. I didn't want them at 10 o'clock.
I think, like ABV big.
At noon, yeah. They were like Imperial Porters and quadruple blonde Belgians and big stouts. And it was like, I think I grabbed an Imperial Red from Temperus.
So a lot of these guys are like a lot of the breweries that are just come up, like maybe 1 or 2 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then throughout the event, they had all the brewers walking around. They were, I think, set up in a bunch of arcade games. They were like challenging people, and if you won, you got like swag from the brewery. They had a pinball tournament set up. They had like a brewer's pinball machine, a blogger's one, and like a tournament one. I think the tournament didn't start till 1, but I probably would have won.
had I stayed, I'm pretty sure I would have won.
Right, and it was on Theater of Magic. I'm not that bad at Theater of Magic, so whoever took that home, you're lucky.
You lucked out, because Brad would totally would have. He would have crushed it.
Yeah, sorry. Well,
it's like, these are just facts. Don't blame me. These are just facts.
But it was cool. There was definitely more beers I wanted to try. And I definitely would have stuck around if I wasn't heading over to C2E2.
So you went to C2E2.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a beer presence at C2E2.
Right. So Maeve and I walked in. We got our badges. First thing we did, we got a beer. We didn't even, like, walk into the area yet. There was had a booth set up, and Galaxy Hero was on tap.
Now, this is, so it's up in, like, Rosemont at one of the convention halls or something?
It was at McCormick Place.
Oh, okay. Even better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too bad, and so... But like, oh, we should get a beer. We made sure we could walk around the floor. And even if we couldn't, we probably would have drank it and then went inside. But you could walk around the whole convention floor and drink Galaxy Hero.
Which is a great beer.
Yeah, I think they were going for, was it $7? So not bad.
That's not bad.
For like a convention. So
I like how they turn the hero into like a brand, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like Anti-Hero, which is great. And then, you know, Galaxy and Jukebox, and then I'm probably missing one.
Well, Galaxy was brewed for C2E2 last year.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think they have a couple other of the heroes, like they were doing the single hop hero series, right. I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I like those beers a lot. Yeah, and I heard that one of the Floyd's guys was there.
At C2E2?
Yeah.
Probably on Sunday,
yeah.
Then.
Oh, maybe it was the next day. Yeah.
I don't think he was missing his own event to go to the comic and entertainment convention. But it was a good day for me. You know, missed Dark Lord Day, so that's always a disappointment, but still fun. And then you had one more thing you checked out. Not beer related.
No, it wasn't beer related. It was the Great Whiskey Debate.
Okay.
So, you know, those worlds of beer and whiskey and bourbon kind of collide a lot. Every brewery has a barrel program now. You
yeah.
know? And then it kind of leads you into trying out whiskeys and bourbons or even wines for that matter, because some of these barrels are used to age a lot of these beers in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I went to something called the Great Whiskey Debate right downtown at the Wit. So it was a Jim Beam event. So the whole premise behind the Great Whiskey Debate is there were 4 whiskeys, all from different countries, and you had to pick a winner, right?
Okay.
And each ambassador would come up onto the stage and explain to you why you should pick his whiskey. So sure. It was actually, you know, it was funny. It was almost like going to see a play that you drank at, right?
So a very good play.
Yeah, it was a really good play that included a lot of booze. So there was an Irish whiskey. There was a Scotch, and then there was a bourbon, obviously, and then there was a Canadian whiskey.
Okay.
So I think Knob Creek was the American whiskey, mm-hmm. and then La Progue was the Scotch, and the Canadian and the Irish kind of escaped me because those are two I hadn't really had before.
Okay.
So Oh, but yeah, so it was great, man. I got a chance to talk to the ambassador for the Scotch, Laprogue, and he told me a couple things. One, we're talking, it's a beer show, right? And so yeah, we're trying to draw the connection. And I'm like, well, dude, you know, people always tell me whiskey people, you know, even whether it's Macallan's or wherever, they kind of always try to make this statement that, you know, whiskey is what beer wants to be when beer grows up. Right. So I'm like, well, what does that mean exactly? And he's like, dude, we're making beer. You know, when we make whiskey or scotch, right, we're making beer and then and we distill it, right? And
okay,
and basically what he said was, hey, we're making, in the case of scotch, we're making a smoked beer. We make a smoked beer without the hops, but right, it's basically a smoked beer. And then once that beer is fermented, then we take it and then we basically boil it. And then the vapors create, you know, we keep the vapors and then that's distilling it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I actually never knew that until I went to the Great Whiskey Debate.
Oh, that's yeah, good.
So that, and then you know, after lots of whiskey on a Tuesday night, yeah, it was great, man. It was cool because the guy who was moderating it, you know, the winner, he selects the winner by applause. And so everyone, of course, this is America, right? So everybody picked the bourbon. Right. Okay. You know, but then he's like, well, you know, in America, they have the Electoral College. So that overrides the popular vote. So then he, at the end, he's kind of like, well, everybody wins. Oh, okay. But then later come to find out it was a Jim Beam event. So even though all these whiskeys from around the world, Jim Beam over time has bought all those brands.
Them all. Okay.
And one more thing about the Great Whiskey event, the Great Whiskey Debate. Jim Beam's great grandson was there. And he was the American rep. And what he said was, there are 4.2 million people in Kentucky, and there are 4.7 million barrels currently with bourbon in them aging.
There's more barrels in Kentucky than people.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was pretty funny.
Did you have a favorite?
Honestly, like the Laprogue, the wheat, because I've had some whiskeys. Or scotches, rather. I had some scotches that were a little too strong on the peat.
Yeah.
And it almost kind of gives off like that Band-Aid kind of flavors characteristic. Sure. But this was a bit more interesting than that. Like, it was smoky and, you know, and peaty without being aggressive. And I really enjoyed it, you know, because, well, you know how it is, man. We drink a lot. And I like how adventurous it was.
Just well, like, yeah, I feel like scotches are almost like the sour beer. It's like... Yes. All you can taste is like this one thing for a long time, and then you just have to keep drinking it to get past that peat and then find more to it.
I think that's a really good way of putting it. Yeah. So I was excited about that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I think we had quite a week.
A lot going on.
Not to mention probably the other bars and drinking we did. So But we should probably get into this coming week before we run out of time here.
Yeah, totally.
So I got something on Wednesday.
Okay, what do you got Wednesday?
The 29th at Farmhouse in Evanston is a Small Bites pairing with Penrose. Penrose, man. All these events.
Dude, Penrose is crushing it right now.
Mm-hmm. Let's just look at... So Penrose will be featuring three of their beers along with like Tasty Bites and Cheese Pairing. So it's not really a beer dinner. It's more of just like a showcase of their beers. I'm sure Hobbs and Tom Corder will be there. Yeah, probably worth checking out if you're in Evanston and want to give their beers a taste.
Yeah, and downtown Evanston is really convenient. It's like you take the Purple Line right up and get off at like Davis Street.
Oh, true.
And this place is like 2-3 blocks away.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So and then the next day, Thursday, May the 1st, there are three events. May? We're already in May.
May, wow.
This weather blows, man. This weather blows. It was 55 degrees today. It's May.
I don't know what to do.
Jesus Christ. At least the socks are doing good, man. Hey, so Thursday, May 1st is Lake Effect. Lake Effect Brewing is doing, they're doing their summer beer tap takeover at Sedgwick Stop. So Sedgwick Stop is it's an old town. It's near like North Avenue Halsted.
Okay. So even if it doesn't feel like summer, you can drink like it's summer.
Yeah, the summer beers are here, even though it totally doesn't feel like summer. So these guys are bringing three fruit beers, framboise, cerise, and a pamplemousse. So that's a raspberry, a cherry, and a grapefruit ale. And then they got a collaboration with Mars Brewing, which is a white wild IPA. And then they got a smoked Hellas that they made with Finch. So they're bringing a total, those two and then two more. So they're bringing a total of like 8 beers to this thing. So it's a proper tap. I think they're taking over all the taps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's Mars Brewing? I haven't heard
Mars
of that.
Mars is Maria's Packaged Goods and Community Bar out in Bridgeport.
Yeah.
So they have a brewery now.
Oh, on site there?
No. They moved it. It's a couple blocks away. Yeah, so it's still in Bridgeport. It's still in the neighborhood, but it's not on site at Maria's.
Can you go there, or is it just kind of
That's a good
around?
Question. I'd like to see it, because okay. I've never been to it.
No.
I know they have a collaboration with Dry Hop, and then they have this collaboration.
Oh, cool.
But I haven't seen their space yet.
Huh. Kind of look out for more of their stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, because this is basically a white IPA with Brett.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and they're calling it Albino Berserker.
Oh, man, these new breweries taking risks on these strange and wacky beers.
They're coming out the gate, yeah. It's coming out the gate with some interesting stuff, right? Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? Put out another pale ale?
Right.
Right?
That sounds good, though.
No, I mean, it sounds interesting. I'm very curious to know about this event, man. We go to Lake Effect a lot. I do like their Lake Effect Snow.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're always taking chances and doing crazy stuff.
Cool. Also Thursday over at Small Bar Division is a Allagash main event. So they're going to have 7 beers from Allagash, and yeah, just kind of showcasing their beers. They got Allagash White, which we all know and love.
Yeah, that beer's awesome. They got 7 beers at this thing?
Yeah, Curio, their Saison, one with Brett, yeah, a couple others.
You know, I was I learned about the Curio recently, man, and it's the only one on this list that I've had other than White. And they were saying how Curio is, they take it and put it in Jim Beam barrels, but really quick for like 5 weeks.
Okay.
And then they take that and blend it in with non-barrel aged Saison to make it, you know, so just to give it like, just to give it hints of a barrel.
To something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. That beer is really good.
Yeah. Allagash makes fantastic stuff. So if you want to check out something you haven't had from Allagash, definitely check out Small Bar on Thursday night.
Yeah, and this is the only place they distribute outside of the East Coast. It's Chicago and LA. All right, so that's Thursday. Also Thursday is the Ale Syndicate Tap Takeover at Andersonville Brewing. So Andersonville Brewing is it's on North Clark, 5402 North Clark.
Formerly Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah, it's formerly known. The artist formerly known as Hamburger Mary's. Yeah, so they Ale Syndicate is the brewery of the month there. So they've got
Why wouldn't your own brewery be your brewery of the month? Who's running the show over there? Because it just doesn't seem smart to feature another brewery as like, hey, this is the featured brewery, and they are better than us by saying that they're the featured brewery, right?
Here we are causing controversy on the Chicago Beer Fest. You know, I guess this is just how they want to do it, man.
All right.
So, Ale Syndicate is Brewery of the Month over here at... See, now you're making me laugh, man. So, guest Brewery of the Month is Ale Syndicate over at Andersonville Brewing. So, Andersonville Brewing is where this is going to be. I think we said that already. Hey, so, they were... So, Ale Syndicate was named Best New Brewery in Illinois by Rate Beer. So, they're going to have 3 of their beers on tap all month long, and then you can get $1 off of Ale Syndicate bottles.
Oh, nice.
And there will be raffles and samples.
Okay, so do they say which ones they had? Municipal, Sunday Session, and
probably that Belgian.
Yeah.
Or the one we had at the preview at Dry Hop, the one on the Midnight Omega.
Oh, maybe that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which wasn't bad. It was like it was a stout with like Omega yeast, right?
Yeah, I'm forgetting what it was now, but yeah, I think Ale Syndicate's always doing good stuff. We've drank their beers on here before, so
yeah, we've had them on a few times. Mm-hmm. So that's Thursday. That's Thursday up in Andersonville. Also Thursday is the Five Rabbit Cerveceria. They're doing the Yodo Con Leche beer, so they're making a coffee beer.
Oh.
They got a coffee beer. They made it with Gaslight Coffee Roasters. That's right in Logan. So that's at Milwaukee and Fullerton is where right. Gaslight is, and that's where this party's going to be Thursday, May 1st at 8 o'clock. So Yodo Con Leche is made with hand-selected coffee from Costa Rica.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all they're really saying about this beer. So, I'm curious. I like the Fire Rabbit stuff, and especially at events like this, you know, when the staff is there, Randy's always fun, and the rest of the guys.
So, con leche, is it like with melt? So, it's like a coffee stuff?
I always thought, yeah.
Okay.
Con leche was, we need to bone up on our Spanish.
Oh, yikes.
Because, no, I always thought con leche was with milk.
Right.
But.
Everyone's making coffee beers or, like, featuring coffee in their beers lately. Yeah. And Chicago coffee, too. So that's always nice to see.
Yeah, totally. So, yeah, those are the three I got for Thursday.
Wow. Thursday. Man, Thursday's always, like, the most packed day. And then I don't do anything.
Thursday's a new Friday. Dude, my Fridays are so lame. We were talking about this the other day. I'm like, yo, like, it's every day other than Friday.
Right.
Then I'm doing stuff.
I feel like everyone stopped doing events on Friday because, like, oh, people are busy.
Yeah.
Now no one's busy because they're all either recovering from Thursday.
Most Fridays, I'm, like, at home. Yeah.
Well, what's this weekend look like? Anything on the calendar?
Yeah, so we've got the Mash Tun Fest on Saturday, May 3rd. So Mash Tun, this is a series, man. This is put on by the good folks at Maria's. Mm-hmm. They own the space down the street from them. It's like a couple blocks away. It's an art space called the Co-Prosperity Sphere.
Oh, right.
It's basically an art gallery. That's actually where we did our first documentary on Iron Brew.
Oh, cool.
We did it at the Co-Prosperity Sphere. So Mash Tun is an event they do every quarter. Mash Tun is also the name of the, it's a periodical Chicago craft beer journal, right? And
right.
And then you can get the journal at the festival. So each one has a theme. This one is the New Wave Brewers Bash for Mash Tun. This is going to be fun, man. You know, the usual suspects, you know, 18th Street, One Trick Pony, Horse Thief Hollow, who just took home a silver at the World Beer Cup.
Oh, awesome.
They're going to be there. It looks like about 10 of them, you know, dry hop, off color, the full. We'll put the full list up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, Mars and Forbidden Root. So.
Oh, yeah. I think Forbidden Root just had their launch party last week. I think the same night as that dry hop media event thing. They had a launch party, so I think we're gonna start seeing some of their beers around.
That's righteous, man, because you know I took to that dry hop thing, I took a bus from downtown up to dry hop, and it passes that zoo, Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah.
And on the marquee for Lincoln Park Zoo was a Forbidden Root banner.
Yeah, they were having it at the botanical gardens there, which is appropriate for Forbidden Root.
Absolutely. So this is a $35 ticket. The Bucket List Brewing is going to be there. Oh, and also Penrose. Penrose is killing it.
Yeah.
Bucket List is going to be there. Bucket List is the Chicago Brew Bus Brewery.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they're going to be there pouring some good beers. I'm excited about that.
Brewing on the bus. How do you brew on a bus?
I'll be on the bus that day. So
it's like the Breaking Bad of breweries.
Like this traveling brewery. Yeah. So no. No, I think we're brewing at Slapshot.
Oh, cool.
Contract brewing at Slapshot.
Oh, so you're going to be helping brew?
I'd like to.
Okay.
I'd like to. We'll
see.
Awesome.
Sounds fun.
So that's going to be Saturday.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I got also Saturday is the Chicago Beer Rally. So Chicago Beer Rally is a craft beer festival out in Romeoville.
Oh, that's right. I've heard about this, and I totally forgot,
because
I forget where Romeoville is sometimes, too.
Yeah, I know it's out there by Joliet. Yeah. I know, like, Joliet and Romeoville, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Southwest Burbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a $40 ticket. Big craft beer festival in the Burbs, you know, for people who live out there, who probably maybe even listen to the show, but don't get a chance to come to the city or just simply don't want to. This festival is coming to you.
I know. I was talking to Hobbs. Penrose will be there.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone else is going to be there as well. So you'll probably get to try a lot of these new Chicago breweries that you haven't seen or got a taste yet.
Yeah, right on. This is a $40 ticket. It's put on by Kurt Foreman, man. Shout out to Kurt Foreman. He does a lot of beer festivals around town. He used to do the Wheaton Fest. He does a lot of fests up in Wisconsin.
Does Great Lakes.
He does the Great Lakes Fest at the zoo.
That's
at the zoo 1 year.
Kurt, he's a great guy.
Yeah, and that's a really cool festival when he does it at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, why doesn't our zoo sit on the lake? It's beautiful up there.
I know. It's nice.
Yeah. So that's that'll be a good one. He's got a nice reputation in the craft community. So that ought to be a good fest. And also the same day. Wow, we got three big festivals on May 3rd. This is the Ballpark Brew Fest out in Schaumburg. So this is it's at the Schaumburg Boomer Stadium, which I believe is a minor league baseball stadium.
Okay.
And I'd like to know more about this, because do they do it like on the field, or is it, because you could do it in the concourse, in the parking lot, but I'm wondering if this is on the field.
It's probably on the field.
That's rock and roll. If it's on the field, like, yeah. I want to drink on third base. Like this thing at Soldier Field in May,
yeah.
They do that like on Soldier Field.
All right. That's the only reason I want to check that out, is exactly. To go and drink on the field. Screw the beer festival. I just want to drink on the field.
Can we have one too many beers on the field? That's what we want to do. Yeah. So this is the Ballpark Brew Fest. This is their second annual one. This is out in Schaumburg. It's not too far from the Metro in Schaumburg. Also, the Reggie's Rock Bus is taking a couple shuttles out there. Oh, nice. So if you're in the city and you want to board, if you don't want to drive, just get on the Reggie's Rock Bus from Reggie's, which is in the South Loop. They're having 45 breweries at this thing. This is a $50 ticket. This is going to be Saturday afternoon.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, probably another good chance to try all those breweries if they're not at the Romeoville one. Who's going to be at? Yeah. Be crazy interesting to see who shows up at either one.
Right.
I guess you got to split up your people, right? They got to go to both.
Yeah. It's yeah. And if you got nothing going, or if you got folks in town, you know, or if you just want to get out of city, sometimes you just want to get out of city, you know. You got Romeoville and Schaumburg. Take your pick.
Awesome. Not a bad weekend. No. Well, I think that probably wraps it up then for this week's episode, right? Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
No, we just got to get ready for Chicago Craft Beer Week. It's May, so it's coming.
Quick.
All right. So, Nick, if people want to get a hold of you, how can they get in touch?
I'm Nicosio at Twitter.
And you follow me on Twitter at BRad. You can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. And website, chicagobeerpass.com. Post all the episodes there. So there's links to download them. You can subscribe to iTunes, leave a review. That's always helpful. And we got a Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. We post photos, other events we find during the week. So like us up there, and thanks for listening.
Cheers.